A Prairie Home Companion will be on this weekend, but without its beloved creator, this guy.
Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown. Out on the edge of the prairie, got a little bit warmer here this last week.
Garrison Keeler with news from Lake Wobegon, the village that lived in his imagination and now lives in our memory. Garrison announced his retirement from the show last year in the same even-handed way most people muse about catching a bus. We spoke backstage at his last Tanglewood show.
I really don't look back. I have left a number of things in my life. I tend not to have much regret at all. Maybe I should. I'll work on it.
And that chuckle there, that's Chris Thiele, who's waiting in the wings to talk to us and to host Prairie Home Companion. Chris is the mandolin virtuoso turned radio show host. Chris, is that a surprise to you? Garrison was so nonchalant about leaving the show.
No, it's not. I've never seen Garrison worried about anything, come to think of it, over all these years that I've known him. And it doesn't surprise me to hear him say that he doesn't have regrets. And I don't think he should.
Well, we don't either. Chris Thiele, first of all, can we say welcome? I mean, you've been on our program before, but welcome to public radio.
Thank you so much. We're colleagues now, Robin.
Colleagues. I've gone to heaven now that you say that. Let's just remind people, 35-year-old, 4-time Grammy Award winner, 2012 MacArthur Genius Award recipient of the band Nickel Creek and the Punch Brothers. You appeared on the show at 15, you know, sort of a child prodigy. And now, you know, you're taking it over. As the New York Times said, it's kind of like Jimmy Fallon replacing Jay Leno, only not at all like that.
Right.
How are you feeling? Are you nervous?
There's always, for me, I love putting on shows. I absolutely adore it. It's why I've been doing it now for so long. But there are always, part of what I love about it are those butterflies that I get whether I'm hosting this show or you know, about to try out something new at a coffee house for 20 people. They're always there. And if they ever leave, I'll probably look into doing something else where I can find them again.
Well, but I mean, what about the, you know, the big change? I mean, Garrison Keeler, he is Hamlet. He's a thunderstorm. You are a sunrise. You are Jiminy Cricket. He's a bass. You're a tenor. I mean, tell us how you're approaching the show. What's it going to be like?
Well, it has to be different. It will necessarily be different because I'm a very different person from Garrison. I think me doing – no one wants to hear me doing my best Garrison Keeler.
Actually. You have one?
Well, Chris, I'm not sure if you should be doing that.
He's inimitable. He's one in a billion. He created this incredible show the actual format of the show, there's no call to change that. There's no reason to change that. It's like, I liken it to a string quartet, you know, two violins, viola and cello. What a profound music making machine the string quartet is. And what a profound way to organize 2 hours of variety is Prairie Home Companion. I look at it that way, and so if you follow the analogy, then Garrison is kind of like Haydn in that situation.
Yes.
kind of having developed the string quartet, and I want to write for that string quartet. I can't wait to get my grubby mitts on that string quartet and do some creating and curating within its framework.
Yeah, but one of the strings was Fred's sound effects, and then there were the skits, and then, you know, I know you're going to retain the same band leader.
Yes, indeed, Rich Dworsky.
But are you going to write skits? Are you, you know, how's that going to go?
I have actually written some skits, but I don't plan on doing it on a regular basis. Again, I think it's important that I stay in my wheelhouse. You know, Garrison did what he was best at, and I certainly need to follow that example.
Except we have to remember. We have to remember too that Prairie Home Companion started as a, you know, because he was inspired by the Grand Ole Opry and the idea of a music variety show, it evolved into the other things. And
right.
So,
the one, yeah. I remember him telling, when we sat down, one of the first times we actually sat down in person to talk about this. In fact, the very first time we sat down in person to talk about this, I asked him about that. I kind of was almost like a reporter asking him, you know, why did you do this? Why did it start? And it was he loved the Grand Ole Opry, but felt like it could use a little bit more. He loved it when Minnie Pearl would talk to people, and felt like there could be a little bit more of that. And I completely agree. You know, as someone who's appeared on the show almost exclusively to deliver music, I've always loved delivering that music in the context of the conversation and the skits, and so we're retaining that. The rough proportions of this show won't change at all.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just so hard again to imagine it, and exciting to imagine it, but we don't have to imagine far because you've been hosting the show before. Let's listen to a little bit of a recent appearance. We're going to set it up a bit. You're in the middle of a skit where you've been meeting people who basically make fun of your tiny mandolin. And then you tell a story about being blessed with the ability to play it.
And suddenly, I was able to play the instrument. I could play anything. Beethoven. I mean, Black Sabbath. Strauss. Zeppelin. I could play anything, but nobody wanted to hear it.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
A little
much.
Bit of the skit there. Now, you can play anything. Are you going to be playing everything? I mean, what kind of guests are you going to play with?
Well, the premiere is coming right up. That's going to be Jack White, a hero of mine, and Lake Street Dive is going to be on. Mm-hmm. I think the sonic palette of the show will expand a little bit, hopefully to include the width and breadth of the good things going on in the world. And it will continue, of course, to be a home for, you know, organically made roots music. But I do think it's important to be a soundboard for all of the lovely things that are happening.
We understand that you want to write a new song every week. I know you have your mandolin there. Which we're thrilled about. Can we have a little taste of a song that you
yes,
are thinking?
Yes, you can. You can. Let me see here. If I can pull up this, let me pull up this lyric that I actually finished the lyric for this week's Song of the Week.
All right.
Moments ago. So I will try the first verse of it on you. Season of orange and yellow. Mm-hmm. I don't mean the hue of a particular fellow. Mm-hmm. I'm talking foliage and pumpkins, candy corn, trippin' munchkins. Remember. And it goes on and on.
I was going to ask if you were going to go into politics at all.
Lightly, gently. This one is meant to be sort of to provide some respite.
And how about the sing-alongs that Garrison was known for? With the, you know, the, I mean, are you going to do Abide with Me? I mean, you know, some of the old spirituals and those great sing-alongs.
I love one of the ones that he did recently. I think it might have been one of the last shows that I was on with him. He launched into the of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company. and all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, was done to none but me. I love that song so much. Good night and joy be with you all. Things like that, obviously, will continue to have a home on the show, and the power of people singing together is undeniable, and can't be overestimated.
I hope that would be your answer. Chris Thiele, new host of Prairie Home Companion. We're going to leave you with one of those guest appearances you had. It was at Tanglewood in Western Massachusetts. People roared after you played. Chris Thiele, best of luck to you.
Thank you so much, Robin.
And just, you've been backstage. You know that nobody, it's like not, it's not even finished. It's not even ready when you get on stage, right?
Oh, no. You. The plan is never finished, it's only abandoned.
Got a rabbit in the log and I ain't got my dog, and how will it get him, I know. Gonna get me a bridle, I'll twist it in his hair, and that's where I get him, I know.